a world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
Here and brought to you by Green Haven Media, and of course powered by Fast Track Cannabis Clinics of America, Alarm Engineers, Costa Bay Inspection Services, and more. Of course, our giveaway for this week, Smoke Proper, sponsoring the show. Last week I had a whole kit from them to give out. We got too fucking high. I forgot. This week, not gonna happen. And of course, it is St. Patty's Day. So it's all things green. And you know, that's my favorite color. So it's going down. Shout out on and off the field. I see you in the chat, brother. My man Dylan. Dominic Tibbs in the house. Awkward Ginger. I see you, homie. Nexus. And of course, the Instagram popping. Messiah, what up? Midnight Candy Queen, the Dab Den in the house. Ken Catrone, B Burke, Hazel Days, James DeBarge just tuned in. It's going down. We're going to talk about the Bill HB 5329 and the controversy surrounding that right here in Connecticut. And of course, my very special guest. He is the man behind this device right here, known as the Bud Box. We're gonna open this up live. I have not touched this yet. I'm excited to see it. They've reached out. They want to be on the podcast, and it's up to you guys to let them know if this is gas or if this is trash right here live on 2B Blunt. And of course, it's not St. Patty's Day without a toast. Let me crack this beer. And cheers to that. Woo! Oh, man. That's that fire right there. Cheers, y'all. That's right, Hazel. What up? What up? We're live to be blunt. Christopher Cole, what's up? What's up? Out and off the field. Yeet. Yeeting. We yeeting today. Yo, we got a big show lined up. I don't want to waste time. It's already 7:13, so we got to get this thing on the road. So, before I go any further, It's time for my favorite part of the show and yours, the ceremonial lighting of the blunt. But this week, Alcor Ginger is in a puzzle box. This week, we're going to switch it up. Shout out to Lilith's Fire. She's one of the vendors here in Connecticut at the cannabis events. And she hooked me up, with what they call a moon rocket pre-roll. Moon rocket, I'm showing you guys on IG. Premium wax, top shelf flower, quality keef, and on the bottom, little label, world's strongest pre-roll. We'll be the judge of that. I figured, fuck it. We might as well just go balls to the wall. It's St. Paddy's Day, and it's green, conveniently. Conveniently. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's just coated. It's just coated. And Keith. Lilith's Fire, check her out. She's at all the big events in, around Connecticut. But she's got excellent tasty goodies also. So you don't want to miss out on that. Cheers, bro. Got the whiskey while you light it up. Oh, bro, I got... Listen, I got the beer right here, loaded in St. Patrick's Day, Crucial Mass from Counterweight. Counterweight right here, live in Connecticut. Awesome company. Super awesome brewery, too. Inside here, we got the wedding cake with the keef and the wax. Let's take our hits. Damn, yo. Yo, stick a fork in him. Stick a fork in him. God. Damn. Yo. Oh, God. my beat. I might be dying. One hit. Everybody knows the rules. Man down. Set out. Oh, man. Show's over. The show's just getting started. Donna Taylor, what up? Hazel, when the smoke smokes you, yo. When the smoke smokes you is literally what just happened. Yo, this thing. Oh my God, yo. I'm just. Yo, this thing. Is not. I'm gonna fuck up this whole show. We about to fuck this whole show up. It's over. I'll see you next week, same weed time. No, I'm just kidding. But before I get too high, listen. This week in Connecticut, we have a bunch of canna events going on. Starting tonight, we have an evening full of moon paint magic. Make sure you check them out. Running Brook Hemp Company. Friday, March 18th, you have the Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. slash hit up Geechee Girl, Grizzly Pack Exotics. Sunday, March 20th, is the Stoner Sundays. Same contacts, Geechee Girl and Grizzly Pack Exotics. That's 10 to 4 p.m. Thursday. is your green light to recovery. And of course, Hempire presents March Madness this Friday, March 18th, 5 to 10 p.m. Hit them up, waverillo.rep203. Register via Eventbrite. So get the link off of their Instagram page. Kill a Smoke Fest this Friday and Sunday. So you already know that's 2 days you can check them out. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m. This Sunday, 2 to 7. Pioneer Valley Society. This Saturday, March 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. Paper City Social Club happening right now. 6 to 8 p.m. Check them out on Instagram, Paper City Social Club. The Bomb Pack Sunday Squad, 3 to 7 p.m. Hit them up, Bomb Pack CT. The Sip, Puff, and Paint going down this Saturday, 7 p.m. Register via Eventbrite. Madeline's Empanada. God, I can't even say that. Empanderia. We're going to put just a picture on the flyer on the IG. So just go there and find out what it is, because I'm not even going to try to attempt that shit. You got That's Good Shit. That's Good Shit. It's literally what it says. That's the name. That's Good Shit Exotic Showcase. This Thursday, tonight, 4 to 9 p.m., check out That's _ Good _ Shit 203. It's a real original name. Any can all day, Friday through Sunday. Check out the New England Cannabis. They also have this Friday, actually, tomorrow night, is the New England Cannabis Community Awards. And To Be Blunt is up for podcast, Cannabis Podcast of the Year. So I hope you guys got your vote in. Maybe we won. Who the fuck knows? We'll find out. Members Only presents Smokes and Joints Sunday, March 20th. Check them out, Smokes and Joints USA. ABC Art Brunch, see you there Sunday, March 20th at 10 to 3 p.m. Hit up Ganja Gals. And the Jungle Sesh happening right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Check them out. Mother Mook's Kitchen. That's events happening in and around Connecticut. Hell yeah, 420. It's 420 in Cali right now. I see it in the chat. I'm all about it. Let's take another hit. My shit went out, yo. God damn, that felt like it was super fucking loud. Speaking of events, you know, this weekend, you know, I go to all the events in Connecticut. Not all of them, but I go to a bunch of them. I go to as many as I can, as possible, working a full-time job and having, you know, a 9-month-old, soon to be 10-month-old coming up. Here we go. This weekend, I was lucky enough to go to two of them. Saturday, I went to Pioneer Valley Society. They were live in the woods. It was a sick event, even with the weather being complete and absolute shit. It was. Now, trust me, it was nasty out here Saturday. It was snowing and shit. But mad people showed up. Great event. Great vendors. I got a bunch of shit down there. like, stock the fuck up. And a shout out. I mean, they always run a really great event. If you've never been to a PVS event, like, they're top notch. I'm not even gonna deny that. They're one of my favorites out here. They've been doing that shit for 7 years. They know what the fuck they doing. Great event. Sunday, Killa Smoke Fest, they ran over in Meriden, which is like a 20-25 minute ride from me. So I went out there and I ended up meeting up with my wife's mother, so my mother-in-law, and her couple of her sisters. And we went up in there and I did the whole run through. And an interesting story on that is, you know, I'm hanging out. I just walked in. I'm chilling. I'm straight chilling, walking around hitting the tables. And I go to my buddy's table. He runs the Skunk Juice and they had like a dab bar set up and they were just giving you, he's like, you want a dab? I'm like, well, fuck, of course I want a dab. What kind of question is that? Yes, please give me all the dabs. So I go on, I take the dab and I look over to my left. And there's literally a group of police standing right there. No lie. I take the hit. I look over. Cops. My reaction? Simple. I'm trying my hardest not at this point to choke on the giant glob, because, you know, they hooked it up because I was peasy, so they gave me an extra big globber, so I had the Focus Carta they had on the table, and I took me a giant-ass rip of the fucking dabs, and there's cops. There's fucking cops. Police standing right next to me. First time I've ever smoked in front of the police. First time. I don't know if you want to, you know, put that as like a notch on the belt or not, but this was pretty groundbreaking for me. They were not there because of the event. Well, they were there because of the event, but they weren't there because the event was happening. They were there because the neighbors were complaining that there was too many people parking on the street and nobody could drive up and down it because it's kind of like smack dab in the middle of a residential neighborhood, so it's nuts. Dude, I know at first, Hazel, see, I had anxiety, right? I had a little bit, like when it first happened, I looked over and I was like, oh, fuck. And I'm literally trying. And you know me, like you saw how bad I coughed. Like I was dying. I was literally, I was doing one of them. You know what I mean? You guys know what I'm talking about out there. You know, you're trying so hard and you're like, it's just, dude. And then I had nothing to worry about, but it was such a weird scenario because there were police. Like we just went legal here back in June. So like this was definitely not a normal occurrence to see the cops and then smoke in front of them at the same time, let alone doing a fat fucking dab and choking on it right in front of the officers. Yo, when I tell you, your boy was shook. I was shook. Lo and behold, I guess the police don't care if you're smoking anymore. They just don't want you parking like in the wrong spot or the wrong side of the road. Who would have thought that was it? If you've ever had a similar experience, please, for fucking love of God, call in 860-384-7110 and share with your experience if you've ever been caught smoking in front of the police or something like that, because that to me was traumatizing for like a hot second until I realized I wasn't going to be in trouble. But there's been times I remember smoking. I remember after the bar one night, we were in the parking lot of the bar still. This was years ago. And we were smoking bowls or whatever. And the fucking cops pulled in and like surround the fucking car, yo. And it's this big fucking ordeal. You know what I mean? Pull us out the car, the searches, this and that, throw away the weed. You know, like, but now I can just apparently do whatever the fuck you want. Awkward Ginger says, I met a first responder in Indiana who smoked. He said he hangs with the local cops and sheriff high as fuck. Most don't care anymore. The ER doctor told me to go home and smoke after my anxiety attack that had my work calling 911, Hazel says. Chroma, first sesh I worked at, it got busted, and I walked by the Worcester cops with 5 pounds in my hands. I was shaking so hard. That might be the winners. That might, dude, that's fucking intense, bro. 5 pounds? You just walked right past them? How is that even possible? Literally, how? The time change fucked me up, but I made it. Oh, I'm glad you made it. Thank you. I'm glad you came up here. Time change got everybody fucked up, yo. We're talking about times you've ever been caught smoking by the cops or smoked in front of police, yo. Because I just did a big dab in front of one this weekend, and I have mixed feelings on this situation. I forget this motherfucker on the East Coast. Yeah, yo. East Side? St. Patty's Day, we know how we do. We got the beers, counterweight supplying tonight. Big balls, Donna Taylor says. Big balls. Yo, I can't believe Chroma walked out with fucking 5 pounds, yo. East Coast Care. Yo, I got beef with East Coast Care, yo. If you haven't listened to the podcast, you have to go back and check out a couple episodes ago. Damn, yo. So that was like crazy weekend, yo. Two sessions in a row was intense, yo. And then the cops showing up at the other one? Mm-mm. All they want you to do is park your car right. Who the fuck would have thought? Anyways, we gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, I got my man, the maker, the creator of this miraculous box that I have yet to open. It's been sitting here since I got it, called the Bud Box. The Bud Box. It's gonna go down, so don't go anywhere. We about to get lit. We about to get lit tonight. If you're not already, because I kind of am. To be blunt, we're gonna play some music, and when we come back, like I said, Bud Box in the house. It's the highest podcast around. It's To Be Blunt.
Give you the munchies. It's To Be Blunt with Peasy.
To Be Blunt, we are back. You already know the business. I gotta light this crazy ass joint back up because I've been slacking. Slacking like a motherfucker, yo. I took that first hit and I died. And then I never went back. But that's okay. I'm about to light this shit up right now. All right, now we smoking. Let's bring him in, yo, my man. Carlos, he is the man, the myth, the legend, and with this, the Bud Box. Oh, you got one too, bro. You got one too.
Oh, yeah. Always got the box, baby.
My man, let me turn the beat down real quick. We gotta talk about this. The Bud Box, yo. Shine in the spotlight. Let me start with the lead in here on this, right? So, my man Carlos hit me up on Facebook the other week. Started talking about how he's got, he was in the chat a couple weeks ago talking about, we were talking about the Hype Bazaar and whatnot. And he comes to me and says he's got this product called the Bud Box. And I'm like, what the fuck is the Bud Box? Yeah, I've never heard of this before. And we start talking a little more about it. But lo and behold, like you, I find out you're actually in the same town I am. Like you're from Middletown.
Right.
So, which is fucking awesome. This is probably the first time that we've actually been able to shine light on the cannabis industry from another Middletown person.
Right.
Who's doing this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like this is totally new. You got the Bud Box. I seen some pictures. I don't want to open it yet. I'm excited to hear about it. But I got to know more about you, dude, because like you came out of nowhere. You hit me up. It's not very often that people come, you know, reaching out to us, you know, with these kind of requests before. This is definitely something new. So I'm very interested about how this whole thing started, the Bud Box, bro. Like where did this idea come from?
Well, so I got a box from my fiance as a gift. I forget what holiday it was, maybe Father's Day, I think. And I loved it. Carried around everywhere. Had all my stash stuff, all my herbs in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Everybody I went around was like, yo, what the hell is that thing? You know, I'm reaching out. It's got the rolling tray in it. I'm breaking up everything. Just seeing me grabbing out the jars. I'm like, yo, everything all in one. Yo, where'd you get one? Let me get one of those. So I'm like, all right, first person I hooked up was my brother, you know what I'm saying? He started telling people. It started as a word of mouth thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, let me grab some of these. So I started looking up wholesale, started looking it all up. And I started grabbing a bunch of stuff, found the boxes, and word of mouth spread. I made a Facebook, and then more of my friends and family.
So pretty much like R&D trying to put like all the pieces together to make like the perfect box.
Right. I didn't think of like a lot of people would like it as much as they do, but it just like started blowing up. I've been freaking selling them left and right.
Which is crazy because this is the first time I've ever even heard of the Bud Box. So,
right.
My man.
About a month ago, man.
Really?
Really.
It's blown like that in a matter of a month.
Yes. Yeah, it's going crazy.
Dude, so you've gone from a present that sparked an idea to to this now, the finished product. Now, I want to open this in front of everybody. We're going to do the live unveiling, of course. We got to check this thing out.
Yes, sir.
That is such a satisfying feeling when you it's like opening like the old school briefcases, you know? Right. Well, check this out. What do we got here? Yo. All right. First off, this is dope. So you got a pocket in the on the hood, we're going to call it,
right,
that you can store yeah, all your stuff in. It comes, oh my God, it does come off. It slides up. Yo, all right. So let me give you guys the rundown on Instagram here real quick. Look at this. So this is just the open of it. This isn't even the whole thing. So you got a rolling tray built in that's got, you know, slot for your joints, your grinder and whatnot, and a little pocket here that you can actually put, you know, your papers, your wraps, whatever you might be using. Same thing on you guys. You got to know you can see the camera too. And I see that this jiggles, so I'm guessing the rolling tray comes out, which is fucking dope, yo. So let me tell you what's very interesting about this rolling tray that I like right off the rip, all right? You have this slot here on the bottom that's open where most of them are closed all the way. So if you're trying to maybe scoop it into a cone or something like that, yo, that makes it super fucking easy. That was a smart idea. Okay. All right here. Here we go. The full box. You got the slots. You can hold all your shit in here. I see you already got, we got some jars in here already. Grinders. These are fucking dope ass jars. Little glass jar gimmicks. You got up here, you got the grinder, you got lighters. I like this. And you got the thing so no one can steal your shit.
Oh yeah, no one can take your shit.
Yo.
Need your Bic.
You got, yo, save the Bics, yo. Save the Bics.
Word.
This is fucking dope, dude. And this is actually like really well put together. Like how many versions of this did you go through before you came up with the you know, the final bud box? Well,
I get it made through a wholesaler. So I started off with some ones that weren't that great in quality, and I had to kind of find the way. And these ones were the best ones, to be honest. They have good quality. They're solid. They're all bamboo.
It feels super solid. I like that it's locked. So if you have kids, right, you know, exactly, you can actually keep all your stuff hidden. And when you work with anything with wood has a very like specific scent. So it kind of like mask, you know, the scent of the cannabis inside too, because as soon as I opened this, all I smelled was like, you know, that feeling when you just open, like, I don't know how to explain it, dude. Like a fresh box or something. Like a
new apartment.
Yes, exactly, dude. Exactly. Like a new apartment. How much do these things go for, bro?
So I sell them for $65, packed with up to like 15 randomly chosen items.
So you can actually, everything that comes inside here is like random things that you choose to put in the boxes. So each one is customized by you pretty much. That's fucking dope, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Me and my fiance she really does the most throwing them together. She's pretty good at it. So
what's the goal with this, man? Are you going to try to go out and start working shows and stuff? Because, you know, you'd heard me before. I probably listed off 15 different events, you know,
with the shows. Yep.
Yeah, you know,
definitely with the shows,
you got to get down on the shows, bro, because this is perfect for you. Like if you get down to hit up Killer Smoke Fest, PVS, anything like that, dude, it's like you got to get out there.
I've
dude.
Been saying it. I think I have to do it. Yeah, I definitely have to do it. I'm going to make a donation to one of the events that the Ganja Gals are doing for the women.
There you go, dude. Those are cool events. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to donate one of them so they can raffle that off. So look for that soon. You know what I mean?
We got
events are always good,
dude. Absolutely, we got to get like the only thing I would say is definitely we got to get the logo on here. Like we got to get.
Oh yeah, those are coming. Those are definitely
get the
coming.
Stickers or some shit at least. You
like
know,
like I
mean?
Said, it's all dope. In the works. It's happening so quick. I'm trying to keep up.
I can't believe in a month you ended up from just starting on the show here, dude. I mean, like I've had we've had pretty big guests, man, and then here you are.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, coming up in here, dude. Well, you know, here's the thing: is when I heard you were from Middletown, that was it for me because I love giving spotlight to like the state. You know, showing Connecticut love. Always been my thing, no matter what it is I'm doing. Everybody who's here knows that. But like getting to show people who are like in Middletown love, like we just had Kristen from the Sugar Leaf on a few weeks ago. She runs like a hybrid boutique, bro. That's got like CBD lotions and shit in there. And it's just really cool to see Middletown, you know, getting put on the map. Like we got the show. We got Bud Box. We got Sugar Leaf. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else is even out there. I mean, I could be missing. There could be more going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's nuts. It's nuts. So what's like, I see out there the smell of God's work. Lucy Roman recommended Killer Smoke Fest Extravaganza, bro. And I'll tell you what's real good about Killer Smoke Fest is that they actually have like the vendor fee is very low. She came in here and said she's trying to create this free market, you know? So like getting in there when you're starting out is not a bad idea because there's not too much overhead on your part.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I should check that out.
You should check that out, bro.
See me there soon. Oh yeah.
You got to check it out.
I'm ready to go. I might as well go.
What you need to do is you got to join the Canna Party CT group, bro. It's on Facebook. Canna Party CT. Okay. And that's where you can find a lot of info about like what events are happening and maybe get down to some other things. So definitely check that out, bro. Because I think you got this is the cool thing. Let me tell you, you go to these events and you don't see a lot of this shit there. You know what I mean?
Well,
you would
stand together,
out,
that
bro.
That was like my thing. Yeah. Everything being together, like you're at an event like that, you want something like this.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Your personal stash right there.
This is literally it's so well crafted. I can't even say enough nice things. I love how all the pieces come out, you know, and I told you what I love about the rolling tray. This little slit is going to make a game change, bro.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Put your shake back into the jar.
You see this little slit? Like, you can just push it right out. Oh, shit. Right. My little cleaning stick. I love how you got the card in here. Perfect. Dude, I mean, these things are so well crafted. You guys, we got to get you a place where people can get them, because I already see a lot of people in the comments that are, you know, they want to see more of this. I think we can really get a lot of these on the market, bro.
Right. Yeah, I'm ready, man.
We'll you know what I mean?
Talk more about that.
We got to talk more about that, dude. How long you been smoking for, bro?
Ooh, man, I'm 33 now. Since I was 13, so 20 years.
Isn't it crazy how all those years of smoking has led to us working in the industry?
Right.
It's you know crazy, what I mean? Isn't that nuts when you think about it? Anyone who's a vendor, like, I always think back about that shit. Like, who would have thought when I first said, I'm going to start smoking weed, that this would be what I'd be doing, you know, 15, 20 years later?
Right.
Same thing with you, though. I mean, dude, I mean, it's a pretty crazy come up. And you know, growing up in Middletown, it was fucking, it was definitely not like as lenient as it was, you know, back in the day. It was nuts here, bro. I used to get in trouble for the dumbest shit.
Yeah, see, I grew up in New Haven.
You grew up in New Haven?
13 years now. Yeah, I grew up in New Haven. And I moved out here, about, like I said, about 13 years ago. Been out here ever since. You know, don't really look back.
How the fuck did you end up moving to Middletown?
my fiance's from Middletown.
Okay, so that's that's obviously a good point. Yeah, that would do it.
Right.
I just want to say, like, what else would you like, as far as products go, like, what other ideas can we, like, would you branch off this? Like, do you have any other things you're going to do other than just the bud box? Like, maybe different size boxes, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got the, I want to introduce the dab box, which is going to be catered to all dabbing.
Yo, that's sick. You got to have a dab box. Dabbing's huge right now, dude.
Exactly. So, like, I'm looking into, you know, mini rigs and stuff that I can incorporate in it that's going to make sense for me, you know, and make a profit, not lose, you know, depending. So I'm looking into all that. Different size boxes, more like travel little cases, like smaller cases or something instead of this big old box, you know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely looking into all different ways. I want to keep it going, so.
It's hard, dude, because this is actually, this would be something that's great for home, but, like, this is definitely not as mobile. I mean, this is, as much as I love this, there's no way I'm carrying this motherfucker out. Like, I'll be coming up like this. You know what I mean? This is a motherfucking shoebox up in my shoulder. Right. Yo. Right. Like, this is.
No, so I'm looking into more like travel worthy type items and bags. So definitely soon.
Donna Taylor says the box is amazing. So right out the rip,
thank
dude.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, Mama Bakes says, are we going to have a chance to win it? We did not plan a giveaway, but we might have to talk about one.
We might have to talk about it.
Because this would be great. Mandy Panty, yeah, I want one. Dude, see what I mean, bro?
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? Yes, like, sir. This is already it's popping.
Inspirational.
Yes, dude, I'm telling you. You got a great product. I knew when I seen the pictures, like, that shit was going to be good. And I knew talking about you that you're like, you knew what you was about to do with this thing. And right. I just want to see that thing get pushed through, which is why I was like, I want to get this dude on the show. Let me check out the box, yo. Let me check out the goods. The product is insane. Like, definitely, appreciate dude. It. We got, if people want to check out more of you, where can they find you online?
On Facebook, you can put Budbox, and Instagram, it's Budbox420.
So that's BUDDBOXX 420.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
on Facebook, sir. It's just BUDDBOXX Budbox.
Yes, sir.
BUDDBOXX. I like that. That's what we're going to roll with that. Yeah. Reminds me of the old school Jeff Jarrett. I like that.
Switch
bro.
It up a little bit. Yeah.
Dude, listen, I got to tell you right now, I really appreciate you coming up on the show, dude. It's,
I appreciate your time, man.
Oh, dude. It's been dope, bro. We got to get you come back here. Let's work something out. Let's talk more. Maybe we'll get you back on and we'll do a big giveaway. You know, maybe on 420 or some shit. We can talk more about
let's do that.
All right.
Let's
word, yo. For sure. All right, brother. Listen, have a good night, man. Appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate it, man. Have a good night, brother.
Peace out. Yo, the Bud Box. This thing's fucking dope, yo. Shout out. I mean, in a month, he started putting these cool lock boxes out, and I'm just really impressed with the build quality on these. Shout out Christina, Eva. Listen, I see you up on here. Listen, I said in the beginning of the show that we were going to talk about HB5329, which is the new bill being drafted up, or it's already been drafted up. They actually had the first round of votes on it this past week. That's going to pretty much ban and criminalize the gifting of cannabis. Banning and criminalizing the gifting of cannabis, what started out as a year offense with almost a $10,000 fine. And for a state that's supposed to be all about social equity, that sure does make it fucking hard to, you know, make it in the cannabis industry when there's so many restrictions on here. So Christina has been organizing these protests, pretty much these gatherings, where they've been handing out free doobies in front of the Capitol in Hartford, Connecticut. They did one last week. They'll be back again, I believe, this Tuesday, giving out free doobies in protest of the HB5329 Section 2. And it's kind of ridiculous. Like, you guys see on here, all the time I bring vendors on, I bring promoters on. Anyone who's doing shit in the Connecticut cannabis industry, we've been having on the show. I've been really trying to put a nice spotlight on my state. And so, like, there's just so much going on right now with this, because a lot of these people, that's how they make their livings. There's a lot of people who survive on it. There's a lot of patients who rely on it. You know what I mean? Because they can't afford, you know, to get a medical card. Like, you guys got to understand, like, this is not like when you get a prescription for insulin or an antibiotic or some shit. Like, it's like, I don't know any other program where you have to pay to have the privilege to have it. Like, we have to pay $250 for the doctor visit, and then another $100 to the fucking state. And then every year you got to pay another $100 just to be in the medical program, just for the right to be in the program and be allowed to have access to the medicine, to be allowed to walk into a dispensary. And it's literally, they have now, it's the underground was exposed, and the state is trying to crack down because they're fucking money hungry, and they want to get their hands on that tax that they're losing by people going to these markets and buying their cannabis there instead of the dispensaries. Do you feel what I'm saying? So, next Tuesday is going down 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 210 Capitol Ave. If you want to go hand out some doobies and let your voice be heard, that's the place to be. And we're trying to vote no for HB5329, because a lot of people are going to lose access to this thing that a lot of us have the privilege of getting, but a lot of people don't. You know, Lucy Roman, weed saved my life, been in remission for 13 years. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Weed changed my life back in high school. Let me tell you. I mean, I've told the story many a times. So keep your greed out of our weed. That's it. So listen, that's the whole thing that's going down right now. This bill is so controversial, and we're trying to put a stop to it. And I'm really trying to get together. I'm trying to put together a round table, and I've hit up a bunch of promoters who run events and vendors to have this big round table, a big discussion on the show about the bill. So I'm going to be looking for people who are, you know, wanting to be part of that discussion, because it's going to be a very big one. We're getting everybody in. And Christina also says donations are being accepted, flower, edibles, topicals, anything you want to donate for them to hand out at the rally. hit her up on Facebook. And, you know, Bad Girl Buds, Instagram, you already know. So make sure you check that out. Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Yo, thank you. You don't have to thank me. Yo, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Nobody wants to see this bill go through anymore. So, like, if you're from Connecticut, hit up your local reps. Tell them to vote no. Tell them why they should vote no. Hit up your, you know, your anyone that's important. That's literally it. Just hit up anyone that's important. And as long as we continue to make our voices heard, then maybe we can stop this thing. And the first round of votes, I'll tell you, didn't start going that great. So I'm really hoping that we could turn this thing around. There's still time, but Jesus, we got to, you know, we got to work harder at that. It's nuts, yo. So, you know, if you can't do that, show up at the Capitol this Tuesday at 10 o'clock, 210 Capitol Ave, and you already know it's going to go down. So make sure you guys check that out. And, you know, I'm assuming this is the second time they're doing this, so it's probably not going to be the last either. Definitely not going to be the last, because this is just not going to stop. CT, yup. Honestly, it'll end up costing the state more and the task force to enforce the bill. You exactly, Hazel, good point. Like, you know they're going to have to put together a task force just to monitor for these fucking events. You know they're going to do some dumb shit. They're going to spend more money trying to do it. Exactly. I'm just saying the same thing you just said, so I stopped myself because there's really no point. But it's literally infuriating. And, of course, phone lines are open, so, you know, feel free to call in and comment on it yourself. 860-384-7110. That's 860-384-7110. Yeah, we're trying to make this change. So that's been the whole controversy. We're gonna do the best we can. We're going to do the best we can to put a stop to this, so that people don't lose access to what they need, yo. I don't think that this is something that should be punishable. I mean, if my buddy brews a crap beer and gives me a can, that's okay to try. But if my other buddy grows some weed and says, try this nug, now that's a year offense and a 10K fine. Make it make sense. Please, make it make sense. Because I, right now, do not understand. Because it don't make no sense to me. If you need help, reach out. There you go. I don't get it. That's my thing. That's my whole thing. I haven't gone to the dispensary in a long time. They never have the strains I need. I mean, are you surprised? Even when you do get it from the dispensary, it's just crumbly and, you know, it's a dry. They just increased the allotted amount of mold that's acceptable. So you can go to the dispensary and buy shit with, you know, mold, and now you're smoking mold on your fucking weed. Like, what? What? Yo, horny gnome, you're right, brother. They really are losing out. Exactly it. They don't like it. They don't like it. I lost my voice yelling at the cop at Capitol last Tuesday. Yo, well, you were also like on every news channel too. You were clearly making the most noise because they all came and interviewed you every time. So, straight killing it. It took years to get VA to go to recreational legal, but we still have stupid laws for it. This is what I don't get. Like, if you listen, I've said this a million times. It's either legal or it's legal. So is it legal or is it legal? Because if you're not going to do the other, then why are you even bothering? Mama be baked, yo. I got this smoke proper kit I never gave away last week that comes with lighters and rolling trays and raw filters and because if I don't do it, I'm going to forget again. There's King Palm filters and this super cool smoke proper weed they're rolling on the go kit. Like, it pretty much, this is great for smoking on the go. You have the carabiner inside, you have all sorts of shit. You got a roll of paper so you can cut it to any length you want. It's got a dupe holder. It's got a roach holder too. It's got a little spot in here on the top to hold your buds and shit. And stacked, yo. It's like an all-in-one on-the-go kit. And it also comes with all the other shit I dumped out in this bag. To be blunt, you already know the deal. I'm trying to give this shit away. Call in now, 860-384-7110. I'll bust out my deck of cards, and we'll do this old school style because it's been a while. And get it started. The smoke proper kit. St. Paddy's Day. Tubi Blow, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Killer Frost from VA.
Yo, what's up, Killer Frost?
Did I actually get through this time?
You got through.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Are you ready to play the 10-second rule game?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the rules of the 10-second rule game?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So, let's ask the audience, who should go first, though? Me or Killer Frost? That is the question.
I feel like you should go first. Like I've never played
you want game. Me to go first? All right.
Yeah, I never got to play, so I mean, I think you should go first.
Okay. She wants me to go first. All right. Let's see here. We're going to pick. Dun, 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 dun. What a rabbit, Dave. Oh, there it is. I'm not even going to bother because this is going to be so ridiculous. How am I going to? All right. 10 seconds on the clock. My category is opera singers. Opera singers.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
I don't know no fucking opera singers.
Honestly, I would have gotten none either. I don't know.
So, starting off with zero. That works out in your favor, though.
I guess. Hopefully I get a good category.
All you have to do is get one correct, and you're going to win the smoke proper mobile smoke kit.
Heck yeah.
All right, are you ready? Let's pull you out a card here.
Okay.
All right. Got to beat one. You just got to beat one.
Oh, man, I think I got this.
Well, I would have thought so, too, but I got opera singers, and I mean.
Maybe this is my lucky day.
All right. Your category is historical ships. 10 seconds on the clock. Your time starts
I didn't even
now.
Hear what you said.
Historical ships. Historical ships.
historical ship. Oh my goodness. Titanic? Is that a historical ship? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I know Titanic's one, that's it.
I'll consider Titanic historic. They made a movie about it.
Right.
Congratulations! You won the smoke proper smoking!
Yes!
You have, awesome. You got a full smoke proper kit. Comes with a doobie roller, a roach holder, a spot to hold your weed, a whole roll of paper you can cut out. We got raw filters, we got cake pop filters, we got lighters, we got rolling trays. It's all coming to you. Just DM us your mailing address and we'll get it right out to you.
All right, sounds good. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Killer Frost. Listen, I appreciate you hanging out on the show, you know, hanging out with us.
Thanks, yeah.
All right, homie. Smoke out.
All right.
You know what's really upsetting? I'm going to use her lighter. I already finished this thing. The fuck kind of pussy ass shit is that? Don't judge me. I can't believe that. That's the first time I've ever done that. 119 episodes. 119 blunts. Finished every single one. Not today. That's why I didn't finish it. This motherfucker harsh. Yeah, the Mayflower would have been an acceptable historical ship. Probably a lot more historical. Next time. I mean, what are you gonna do? Oh, you're power puffing this thing just so I don't make an ass of myself. My wife made corn fucking beef. And like roasted carrots and shit. About to tear that shit up. I'm all excited now. I always need a snack after the show. Because I will never eat before show. Because I'm afraid I'll end up on air with like the bubble guts or some shit. We don't want that while I'm live. You know what I mean? So make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, leave a review, whatever it might be on all platforms. Support the show. We are here every single fucking week at 7 p.m. on the dot. Maybe not on the dot, but it's 7 p.m. either way. So just subscribe and show that love. Y'all already know. It's going down next week. Another wild show. Another big giveaway. I'm about to go get lit and stuff my motherfucking face. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Shout out Smoke Proper, our sponsor this week. Shout out Greenhaven Media, Partycast Network, and SPN. Shout out the Loud Pack. Shout out everybody who tuned in tonight. The Black Pearl would have been acceptable also. Yes. Yes. Y'all already know. To be blunt, I'll see you next week. Same weed time. Same weed channel.